Well, I've never used a service monitor, and I'm fairly new to this, so any information I've got has been acquired in the last week or so. I've heard varying reports from 300 to 500, so I'm sure that there's a more accurate number, but I'd much rather find that answer to that question out, because I do not know.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a look and see what it is for the commercial. And I used to know it, but it's been so long since I've been out of doing commercial radio repair and installations. It's been so long. I used to work for emergency radio service in Elkhart back in the 80s. That's a long time ago. And so I don't remember what the deviation is supposed to be for PL tones anymore. I know when you're running a PL and with audio, you should be peak at about 5 kilohertz deviation. So that I know, but I just never could I just can't remember the PL tones. So I'll have to look it up. But anyway, it's working very well for you. Of course, I'm tied into your All-Star note, so. But I shouldn't have snuck up on you like that and connected.
No, that's why I have it. So with me staying on connected to the W9LY, that will give stations an opportunity to connect into the W9LY from the outside without having to ask for a connection, which we'll have to do until we get those ports forwarded. So, no, I appreciate you getting on here, and it's good to hear you, sir. I'll probably be reaching out to you to pick your brain some more at some point in the future, because all of this is very new to me. Kurt had more experience with All-Star than I did, and everything I've learned has been in the last 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, so you're coming up to speed real quick on all this stuff too, as well. So now I don't have an EchoLink node